Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is the best advice your dad's ever given you?
Never let anybody devalue your worth.
Say that one more time.
Never let anyone devalue your worth.
Was there a situation that you came into that your dad felt like he needed to give you that advice?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was in a very bad relationship and it was not good for me. And he said, never let anybody devalue your worth. And that gave me the strength to get out of a very bad situation.
I can only imagine. I would have started crying if my dad ever said that to me. Did
wow.
you start crying?
Yeah. More than once.
Yeah. What? At what point in your life was this? Older in life? Younger? Like, at what stage were you having this relationship?
I was about 21.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this could have been a serious relationship, like a...
Yes, it
okay.
was.
Yeah. I got you.
Oh, I'm glad you got that advice from your dad. That's really good. Hold on a second. You might be the winner. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Janine, what advice has your dad given you?
My father told me to never let my gas tank go below half.
I love your dad. Well, that's being very practical of him. And Janine, did you listen?
I did. Okay. And my kids do too.
Okay, so is it like you've got to stop if you're anywhere near below half?
Yeah. Oh, well, I usually don't let it even get that far.
Oh, that's so funny.
But I always keep it in mind. I think of them every time it gets to the halfway line.
I love
that. Did your dad own a gas station? Was that the point? Was
he
No. He just didn't want to do the pickup when she ran out of gas.
That's good
Hold
advice.
Hold on, Janine, you might win. Kim, you're on Kiss 98.5. What's the best advice your dad ever gave you?
Hi, this actually comes from my grandfather.
Okay.
He said, it'll feel better when it stops hurting.
That's very true.
Kim, can I just tell you, I love that.
That is good.
Yes.
It'll feel better.
I tell it to my own children.
That's amazing. It'll feel better when it stops hurting.
Oh.
Yes.
Obvious, but true.
It's so confusingly obvious that you sit there and think about it and forget that it hurts.
Yes.
That's amazing. All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere because that's a really, really good one. This is Sandy. Good morning, Sandy. You're on Kiss 98.5. Hey, best advice your dad ever gave you.
Well, he's passed now, but he always said never go to bed angry.
That's great advice. Mm-hmm. Do you follow it?
I do.
Awesome. I love that. That's amazing, Sandy. Hold on. Jill, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi. So the day I found out I was pregnant, my dad, what I had to tell my father, he says to me, just don't ever lose your cool.
Now, let me ask you, Jill, was this out of experience that your dad had with
you? Yeah, did he lose his cool at some point?
Or did you lose your cool a lot? Like, what was the situation?
I always lose my cool.
And, there's the product of that conversation right there in the background.
Tim Martin's.
Yeah, right. I thought there was a child in the car.
Oh, no, a drive-thru. My son just graduated from St. Joe's.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah, I know.
When was graduation?
I think it was, it was like 3 weeks ago. It was early. It was early. It was like the end of May, I want to say.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Still winter.
It was still winter then. That's
right?
So funny. That's hysterical. Thank you for calling. Colleen, what's the best advice your dad's ever given you?
He always saw the world as the glass is always half full. He never saw the glass half empty. So it's sort of a tradition in our family that any situation you kind of look at your blessings and see the positive and everything and kind of look past people's negatives and try to figure out why they might be negative and try to help them out.
You know, it's like I totally agree with that. Reframing it so you look at it from a positive light can make all the difference, can't it?
Makes a big difference.
Hold on a second.
Every day.
You might be a winner. All right.
It's hard sometimes because people are real loud about their negative.
Yes, they are. Sue's on the phone. Sue, what's the best advice your dad's ever given you?
So my dad's a mechanic, and he always tells me when I'm driving just to remember that my life is in my foot's hand.
Your life is in your what?
In your foot's hand, your brakes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's using the real technical terms. Isn't that
yeah.
the truth? Yeah. Good advice from your dad, that's for sure. I like that one, too. Kristen, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi. My dad always said there's nothing in life that a good credit score can't buy you.
I like that.
That's funny.
Oh, that's amazing.
So in the first house my dad bought on his credit score, we bought together, and now our next house next year we're buying on mine.
Amazing. You know what? That's some solid advice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.